possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Now she said
3D. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Better Adam Sandler movie, Happy Gilmore, or Billy Madison? What do you think the poll is at?
Ooh. See, I'm not a big Billy Madison guy. I'm going to go Happy Gilmore.
Yep, and what do you think the poll is at?
Somewhere around 60-40. Let's go 62%.
Yep, 67%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I figured it would be about that. I know liking Billy Madison better is not a majority.
It's not a bad movie.
Yeah, I liked it better.
I just like Gilmore.
Elliot, do you have an opinion? Elliot Shore Parks is here with us with a training camp report.
I actually just watched Happy Gilmore because I'm going to watch the second one probably tomorrow night.
Have you never seen the first one?
No, I've seen it. I just wanted to remind myself. And
just so you remember the key plot points.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it actually held up better than I thought. I remember them thinking just being enjoyable dumb movies, but it was a really good watch. But I am also a big daddy guy.
Oh, there you go.
I think it has the emotional heart pull as well. And very funny.
Yes, just a little bit of the emotional heart. Just a little bit.
Yeah, no, his movies are pretty bad now, but
so
he went
Mr.
through a
Deeds
run there.
Fall on
oh,
the
that
list.
Was terrible.
Never saw it.
I like Mr. Deeds more than I do Little
What's
Nicky.
What's the Little Nicky? Oh, Little Nicky was terrible.
Never saw Little Nicky.
Yes, the basketball one was good. He did recently.
Which one was?
Oh, that was with Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, that was the, what was the name of that?
Located in
Hustler.
Philly.
Hustler.
Yeah, that was
Hustle.
Good.
Hustle. That was the movie that Angelo bullied everyone in the station to watch. Remember that?
Oh, did he?
And I still never understand why.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's as if he had a role.
Did he come on the show
something.
Or something?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
I think it's because the middle of summer, nothing's going on. He's like, you gotta watch it.
Didn't you go to the premiere with Perloff?
I did go to the premiere.
With Maggie and Perloff?
Yeah, I was a photographer.
Yes, I remember that.
It was great.
What?
Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff, who host mornings on Infinity Sports Network. Perloff was in it for a second.
Oh, okay.
And they came down for the premiere.
Yeah, they came down here. I remember, yeah.
And they were like, do you have anybody who could like go down there with us and record stuff? And I was like, just ask Jack.
Back before Jack was too important to
it turned out.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's like, well,
no way you're getting to do this now.
Who do you think has the best premieres?
Who do you think has the best collection of movies? Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, or Will Ferrell?
I think Ferrell's one.
I think Ferrell's easily three. I think Will Ferrell is
three?
So overrated. Anchorman is fine. Step Brothers is good.
Adam Sandler is three. The start there.
No.
Yeah, he's three.
Dude, well, Happy Gilmore, the ones we just talked about.
Mr. Deeds.
The other Sandler movie I know nobody here is going to care about is Punch Drunk Love, which is my favorite one.
I haven't seen it, but it
always got to be the obscure one.
Yeah.
It's a weird one.
Jim Carrey, like Ace Ventura, Liar Liar, Man on the Moon.
Bruce Almighty.
I would say Jim Carrey has the highest.
Truman Show?
Oh, yeah, Truman Show.
Jim Carrey has the highest hit rate, I believe. In that, he doesn't have any junk out there.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What's the
Bruce Almighty was stupid, but yeah.
I liked Bruce Almighty, but I was a kid.
But Adam Sandler has like seven movies that are really bad. Although, Drew Barrymore was good. 50 First Dates.
And that's why Will Ferrell is number one.
Easily number one.
Will Ferrell only has two good movies, though.
Two?
Like, Elf is not good.
So Elf is classic.
I intentionally avoid it during Christmas. Like, I
watch it every year.
Oh, it's, yeah, not my favorite.
My daughter, we love watching
Step Brothers is good. And old
classic.
School. He's not even
Talladega Nights.
Nah, Talladega Nights is okay.
Old School. Anchorman.
But Old School, he's not the main guy. He's
kicking
like a,
and screaming.
He's still in it.
He is, but it's not. He's not the main character.
Wedding Crashers.
I would disagree.
Wedding Crashers, he doesn't count at all.
He's
not the main character.
He's in 2 minutes of Wedding Crashers.
And he makes the movie.
Hold on.
All right.
Will Ferrell is the main character
in Old School?
Yes. He's Frank the Tank.
That's what everybody quotes from Old
School.
He's not
true. He's not the main character.
You're my boy, Blue.
Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey are the leads in every movie.
That's not what you asked, though.
No, but I'm saying that's why I think Old School only kind of counts.
The other Jim Carrey I forgot was Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind, but not a comedy.
Is there any Jim horror movie
it's
he was
not
in?
Not comedy. Yeah. Hold on, Jim Carrey had one. Didn't he have a? He had a murder, some type of murder mystery movie.
Yes, he did.
Number 23 or something.
Yes, some strange movie. Yeah, I remember.
It was okay.
And he was on, what was it, Late Night Show? What?
So I think you got to take Will Ferrell out if you're just saying lead character.
I'm not a Will Ferrell guy.
He was on a Living
Yeah, he was
color.
In that. Yeah.
Yes.
But then Adam Sandler was on SNL.
And by the
and
way,
Will Ferrell was
Adam Sandler has a ton of horrible movies. You've never seen them because they go right to Netflix.
Yeah.
He's a deal with Netflix. In any case, before we get to training camp specifically.
We had to start off with an argument.
Jack, do you have a quote from Cam Jurgens? So last week, J.J. Watt tweeted that training camp stats are dumb and blah, 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 blah. You as the godfather of training camp stats, gave a very, very thoughtful, I thought, response to J.J. Watt, even though it was written up differently.
Yeah, I clapped back.
Clapped back. He didn't clap back.
Which, again, is so perfect for Elliot. Just like...
So then Cam Jurgens, by the way, no one even asked him about training camp stats.
Right.
He said this.
Against Stuart and Davis a good amount over the last few years, I guess. Is it as different to go against him this year as he looks?
You know, I'm still getting limited reps right now, but, you know, he's doing a good job so far. You know, first day with pads, so it's hard to tell just from one practice. I don't really count any of the practices without pads. They're fake. It's not football. 7-on-7 doesn't matter. Stop tweeting about stats or whatnot. Doesn't matter.
Mm. So
that's coming off your weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I just left his press conference too to go to someone else's.
So you first of all, part of you must be thrilled that this has made it into popular culture, the mainstream popular sports culture.
I mean, honestly, it's good because the more people talk about him, the more other writers will do it and the more information we'll have. So this is a positive for them to be in the news because it'll be really helpful for other fan bases to start to get the type of information Eagles fans get.
What do you have a message for Cam Jurgens, who hates the training
camp? So honestly, I took that as he just doesn't view 7-on-7 as real football. His issue is not as much with the stats. His issue with is what's happening right now is not real football.
Okay.
And for what it's worth, he's not even on the field in 7-on-7. So I could understand why he wouldn't view it as
it's
that.
Not real football unless he's out there. Yeah. Okay.
But it is.
Well,
he's
a lineman.
And for what it's worth,
it's in the trenches.
They run the drills. It's not a waste of time. The coaches do it for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
But 7-on-7 is an offensive drill.
It is an offensive drill. But that's why I always say quarterbacks should complete somewhere between 75 and 80% of their passes because it's not like an NFL season where, 70% would be really high. 70 in training camp, you should complete more.
And then we mentioned this on the air earlier. I don't know if we were supposed to or not. Jack mentioned it, so we followed up.
Nice.
That J.J. Watt followed you on Twitter.
I'm basically texting the show when I text Jack.
Well, you have to.
I know.
NFA.
It was funny.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
So J.J. Watt, after the awful announcing losers, wrote it up as you clapping back at J.J. Watt.
Didn't include in there that I said nice things about him either, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now do you plan on, we would love a training camp stats summit here on the show with you. You have the ability to get J.J. Watt, at least ask him if he'll participate.
Yeah, I'll ask him. I would love to talk to J.J. Watt about it. Like I said, he knows more about football than I do. I'm trying to make the stats better. So if he has a suggestion as to how he thinks it could be presented in better context or anything, I will do that. So, yeah, I would love to talk to JJ, and I'll definitely message him about coming on.
Is he working for a network?
So I thought he did.
CBS, I believe.
Is it CBS?
Yeah, he definitely does some pregame.
Okay. I was only saying that because I was wondering, would he be out at training camp at some point?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's why I was wondering.
A face-to-face meeting of the minds.
So here's another way in which I think the training camp stats are really important and people lose, like, perspective over them. So I've been tracking these stats forever, basically.
Forever,
right?
Yeah.
And so here's an interesting fact that I think provides some context to what we're seeing at training camp and how things have changed over the past 2 years. So I can tell you how many reps the Eagles have taken in the first four practices of every year of training camp since Nick Sirianni got here, right? So in 2021, they had 102 reps in four practices. In 2022, they had 86. Then they had 92. Vic Fangio arrives. 2024, 113 reps in four practices, right?
The most in the Nick Sirianni era.
After today, 2025, they have 117 reps through four practices. So they have practiced the most in 4 days under any training camp under Nick Sirianni. Then to take that a step further, I know you would love that, yeah. And for what it's worth, you look at the arrival of Vic, right?
Yep.
Vic gets here in 2024. They go from 92 to 113, now to 117. Then the pass is thrown. We've talked all offseason about how are they going to throw the ball more? They're going to throw the ball more. Jalen has attempted more passes through these first four practices than any other year he's been the quarterback in training camp, and by a somewhat wide margin. So last year, they increased the reps. His passes go up to 68. He's at 78 passes through four practices. Every other year, he's been in the low 60s. So they are throwing it more in practice than they have through all of his training camps, and they're taking more reps. That's the information that the training camp stats can bring.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. And by the way, that's good information.
Thank you.
And here's even why it's better information. So Kevin Petula spoke this weekend, and he was asked if the Eagles offense was still going to be a run first offense. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, the Eagles were going to be run first offense. But
did you hear that?
No. Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. Trust me. On the Daily Pod, I said, shout out Ike after I played. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I got a shout out on the pod.
Available every day at 4 a.m.
Well, there was another
Ike
thing
wakes
from that.
Up to it every day.
There was another thing to that podcast, which we should.
I feel
get
like
into.
I'm talking to Spike now when I record the.
Yeah, dude, it's unbelievable. He checked it on the High Hopes over the weekend too.
Yes.
Spike's checking everybody. Monitoring.
Yeah, you are.
Here's what I told you.
Everyone say, oh, what are they saying about Spike?
No, here's what I told you. It's a compliment to both of you. I said the only reason I listen to sports podcasts is to consume information now. Like, I don't listen to sports podcasts for fun
anymore.
I feel like
guys are informative.
Yeah, the High Hopes with the assistant GM about the draft. I thought that was going to be interesting if it wasn't James screaming for the first 2 minutes. And then Elliot.
It was fine after that.
Yes, it was fine after that. And then Elliot, I feel, especially in training camp, it's my way of keeping up.
Yeah.
In any case, just to go back to what I was saying, the reason that the stats are important is if if you see, now I'm not saying that Kevin Petullo is lying and they won't be a run first offense, but if you just take that at face value,
and I see your point, yeah.
Kevin Petullo said, yeah, if we're a run first offense, that's fine. But then you can go and you can say, well, they are throwing it more than they've ever thrown it in practice. So
it says something.
It says
and
something.
And considerably more. 68 to 78 is a pretty big jump. And
it's like a 15% increase.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pretty significant increase. So
are they going to be a run first offense this year?
So I thought it was pretty interesting. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, but he was asked, are you going to be a run first offense? And his answer was essentially, we're going to be what the Eagles are, which is it starts with the running game.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. And then he also said they want to throw the ball deep down the field more. So I think we're going to see an offense where they run the ball, they throw it deep, and you probably don't see a ton of intermediate passes.
Well, I mean, isn't that more like they were in 22?
Yeah.
You know, like that is, and like you look at, we just keep thinking about those final two games. There's no way.
The most important ones.
But still only two games.
Right, but the most important
ones. Don't get caught up. Don't let this
just two games, you know.
The two games.
Week 7 and 8.
Well, the defense was better than the offense in those two games.
I don't want to get into this.
I mean, the defense dominated.
Sure
yeah, five turnovers against the Commanders.
I heard you in the morning show on this, so.
Yeah. Oh, why? Did they play it?
No. I just mean I heard you talk about with the morning show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The itis going around.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl-itis. I should ask you about that as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no way. This is what I hope happened for Jalen, and I'm sure Kevin Petullo saw, is in those games, just the, oh, that's what we can be.
Yeah.
Like, when the other team, there were so many times during the season, when the other team focused on our run game, because it wasn't just in those two games that the other team decided to try to stop the run.
There were other games, yeah.
There were other games, and we were lucky enough.
Cleveland.
Yeah, right.
We couldn't do anything against them.
Carolina.
And we were lucky, not lucky, but lucky to an extent that Saquon broke as many big plays as he did that makes up for the amount of times that we were stopped because of the defense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way that you can't see and feel those two games and think, this is what we can be.
Right.
And I'm sure Petullo, to a certain extent, saw and felt that. And I hope that Jalen Hurts saw and felt the math of those two games.
Yeah, I think more importantly, Jalen probably felt that.
Because
we talk about the play caller, and the play caller matters and all those things. Jalen has more control than anybody over what play is ran when he's out there. He can call his own number as much as he wants. So this is why I think Jalen's going to be better this year than he was last year. I think those two games were really, you know, big for Jalen, right? I think it got him, the burden off of his back of losing the Super Bowl. I think he saw he could do it. The whole world saw he could do it. So I do think he will come into this year a better player because of the success he had in those two games.
Yeah, I hope he just saw something. That can happen for anybody at any time. It is sort of like, it's like when you learn to ride a bike or drive stick shift. It's failure, failure, failure until you feel it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you know how to do it.
You got it.
You feel it. Mm-hmm. And I hope there was something in those two games that was like they couldn't figure it out, and then all of a sudden, like, everything became clearer to Jalen specifically. I hope that's what happened.
Yeah, I agree. Now, in terms of training camp and what we're seeing, we haven't talked since Saturday's practice.
Yeah, so what happened today and on Saturday?
So it's not been a good 2 days for Jalen. Jalen's not been good, I don't think, the last two practices. I would say more so. What was that?
I had just a drop ready for you. I changed it. I was excited. Sorry.
So Saturday, he had 9 incompletions, which was more incompletions than he had in the previous 5 practices going back to the offseason combined. So the ball hit the ground a ton on Saturday. And I thought the issue on Saturday was his accuracy. He underthrew an A.J. Brown ball pretty bad, I would say. He had a pass to Jahan Dotson that sailed over his head. And one thing that I think stands out about Jalen in season is he throws a very catchable football. That's why you don't see a lot of drops.
Soft.
Yeah, and in practice on Saturday, I thought he was throwing where guys are cutting up field. He's throwing behind them, so they have to kind of go back for it. He normally is good at
a little late on the throw.
Yeah, so I just thought on Saturday was just not his day.
A little off, yeah.
Yeah. Now today, I thought the bad offense was more a result of really good defense. I thought the coverage today was outstanding. I thought Quinion had a super good day. Now, Jalen's interception was a bad throw. He threw the ball off the back of his foot. down the field, down the field to A.J. Brown. It was probably underthrown by, I would say, a yard or two. Quinyon came away with it. And I also thought today the first team offense had two red zone drills where they had the ball inside the 10. And Ike, I'll be curious if you agree with this. I think quarterback running the ball in from 10 yards in a red zone drill in training camp is a win for the defense. Like, normally, you want that ball to come out and to be thrown. If Jalen's running it in, it means nobody was open and no one can hit the quarterback, so he just runs it in.
Yep.
So both red zone periods, that's how they scored. And I don't think that's what you want to see. So I just think, so Jalen was 16 of 20 today. He was at 93% completion percentage prior to these two practices. He's now down to 79%, which is still a good percent for sure. But he's just not been as sharp the last 2 days.
All right, that's cool. Listen, I'm okay with that. Listen, you're going to have days when you're not as sharp. He needs to bounce back. The one thing I want to see is that he doesn't become gun shy. In other words, if you're making throws that you feel like you're giving your guy. Now, we don't need bad throws. We don't need reckless throws. But if you're making throws that gives your guys a chance to make a play on the ball and the defense just happened to come up with a play, I'll just tip my cap to the defense and say good play for them. But I want Jalen to be able to make those throws. There were times last year when the passing game was struggling that he wouldn't pull the trigger. He wouldn't throw it.
I thought that was the main problem with the passing offense.
Yes, that he wouldn't throw it at times and he would take off. So at least – you'll keep those receivers happy because they always think they're open. So you'll keep them happy if you're throwing on time versus, I don't want to throw that. And you don't want him turning the ball over. So you don't want him to be reckless. But at the same time, there is a fearlessness that comes with playing the quarterback position that sometimes you got to let it go in tight places.
And I also think that Jalen doesn't have a special arm when it comes to, like, he flicks his wrist and the ball just sails.
Yeah,
six
like
yards.
Vic can do it.
Right,
like
that's not how his arm is good.
Or Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson.
Allen does have a cannon. Yeah.
Yeah, Lamar definitely, I mean, after seeing him in person, like, it is crazy just how he throws the ball. But regardless, like, the last 2 days, I think I've highlighted a little bit that if Jalen is a good deep ball thrower, he had the fourth best completion percentage throwing the ball deep last year. So he is good at it, but I think he's good at it because he throws like a catchable ball. Like but the last 2 days, he has underthrown balls where he has had a clean pocket.
Like the dagger.
Okay. Yeah. The dagger was not underthrown. First of all,
disagree.
Yeah,
make a play on the ball one time.
It was not under throw. But that's what was disappointing too, because what you were saying, Ike, you want to give your guys a chance to make a play, and on these two passes, he did not give them a chance to make the play.
And that's why you being there with your eyes on it matters.
Yep,
it matters.
I have a. We will next. I want to ask you about something regarding Jalen's last 2 days and something Kevin Petullo said. And then I also want to discuss the secondary. We have Drew McCuba is hurt, and then all of a sudden Adoree Jackson is starting a cornerback.
They have got to trade for a safety.
Yeah. We'll get to all that.
Also, you have more issues with the Go Birds pod.
Yes, it's all tied into the same
all
thing.
Next.
All
the
same thing. Not with the pod. I love the pod. You can get it wherever you get your podcast.
Thank you.
Just something you said I just thought was interesting.
I'm excited to hear what you thought was interesting.
And coming up next, Mount Rushmore Week returns.
Yay!
You will get your chance to submit your Mount Rushmores. We'll see if Elliot may change his.
He's definitely a good Mount Rushmore.
I'll put
guy.
Mike Schmidt on for everybody.
Mike Schmidt.
All these Steve Carlton haters out there.
That's the issue. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.